The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Raising his stick, Captain Beaky cried, "Follow me!" And so Captain Beaky and his band marched through the woods, singing their favourite song and looking for anyone who would listen to the story they had to tell. But the inhabitants of the woods were used to Captain Beaky and his band singing songs and marching about, and so no one came to see if anything special was going on. And after an hour, they were rather hot and tired. "I must sit down," said Toad.
"So must I," said Owl.
Collapsing under a tree, he examined his foot, removed a twig from between his toes. He threw it over his shoulder.
"We should have started later," he said, "when it was cooler."
"It's later now," said Rat, "and it's still hot." And undoing his dressing gown, he removed his hanky and mopped his brow with it.
"What we should do," said Captain Beaky, "is make people come to us."
"Isn't that why they built churches?" said Timmy Toad, "so people would know where to go."
"Be quiet," said Owl. "I'm thinking."
"So am I," said Captain Beaky.
"We need," said Artful Owl, "a bell or something to attract attention."
"Like they have in a church," said Toad.
"Shut up, Toad," said Captain Beaky, "and leave the brain work to us."
"Got it," said Owl. "I've just remembered there's an old biscuit tin down by the riverbank near the old boat. All we have to do is hit it with our sticks and people will come to see what's going on."
"And then," said Captain Beaky, "we can tell them all about Jesus."
"Wouldn't it be better to go to the church and ring the bell," asked Toad, "and tell them when they come there?"
"Give me your stick," said Owl. "It's too big for you." And despite Timid Toad's protests, Artful Owl took his stick and led the way to the river.
"There's the old boat," said Captain Beaky, pointing to the remains of an upturned wooden boat on the bank.
"Where's the biscuit tin?" asked Bat.
"It's stuck out there on a mud bank," said Rat. "Must have fallen in the river."
"So much for that idea," said Rat. "I know this part of the river," said Toad. "There's a log stuck between this bank and that mud bank."
Reckless Rat shaded his eyes.
"I can't see it," he said.
"It's just under the water," said Toad. "I know exactly where it is. I could easily walk out there and get that tin."
"That's the first time you've been useful today," said Owl. As they scrambled down to the river's edge, Old Badger, who knew everything and everybody, everything that happened in the woods and everybody in them, he came towards them. He peered short-sightedly, not recognising them at first.
"Ah, it's you lot," said Old Badger. "Is there a fancy dress party tonight I don't know about?"
"No," said Captain Beaky. "We are teaching the Gospels and looking for people who need to be reminded of the stories of Jesus."
"Story of what?" said Old Badger, cupping his hand to his ear.
"Jesus," said Artful Owl, "how he was born and what happened to him."
"And," said Captain Beaky, "how he performed miracles like walking on the water and healing the sick."
"And how they killed him," said Rat, "after all he'd done for them."
"Who?" said Old Badger.
"Jesus," said Captain Beaky. "It's all here in the Bible."
And taking Owl's Bible, he waved it under Old Badger's nose.
"Ah, Jesus," said Old Badger, nodding. "He promised to come back."
"That's right," said Artful Owl.
I'm glad some of the seeds sown haven't fallen on barren ground.
We are here, said Captain Beaky, to tell everybody about it.
Has he come back then? Said Old Badger excitedly, because if he has, I must run home and tell the wife.
Captain Beaky took hold of Badger's ear and spoke slowly into it.
Old Badger, he said, we are gathered here to remind people of the story told in the Gospels.
Ah, said Old Badger, I heard that very clear.
What people?
We are about to attract their attention, said Artful Owl in a loud voice.
Toad, get the biscuit tin.
Timid Toad stepped down to the riverbank, peering carefully to make sure he was at the right spot. He stepped cautiously onto the hidden log. Holding his arms out to keep his balance, he walked towards the tin. Halfway there, he paused, wobbled a bit, but kept his balance and continued.
Old Badger's eyes stood out on stalks. He's come back, shouted Badger, and he's walking on the water. Well, I never.
And before they could stop him, he ran into the woods shouting,
Jesus is back, just like he promised, and he's a lot smaller than I thought he was.
And with a rustling of leaves and a cracking of twigs, he disappeared into the undergrowth.
One must remember, said Owl, that we are dealing with a very simple people.
I've got it, shouted Timid Toad. And pulling the old biscuit tin behind him, he walked back to the bank.
What was all that commotion about?
Nothing, said Owl, a misunderstanding. He dug Toad's stick into the soft riverbank, and then he placed the biscuit tin upside down on the end.
Right, said Captain Beaky. Now Rat and I will bang on the tin with our sticks to attract people's attention.